seventh dimension. It's time to conclude Wally K. Daly's 625Y. Genetics expert Kate Brown has made an incredible breakthrough with the lifespan of mice and believes she's discovered the elixir of life. But her discovery has created tension amongst politicians who are trying to keep her work secret. When Kate tries to spread the truth, she finds that the government's version of events has made life very difficult for her.
Your story's dead on the hook, spiked before being submitted.
I don't understand.
Well, they've got today's lead story already, and all you've got is two white mice.
But two white mice and me? I mean, I'm the one they're looking for, remember?
Yeah. If what you say is true, all the animal stock will have been taken away, and probably something nasty put there to replace it.
Six, two, five, Y. By Wally K. Daly. With Amanda Root as Kate and Jeffrey Whitehead as Slingsby.
There you are. The flames in the distance say it all.
The laboratory's gone.
And any evidence that you were telling the truth would have gone with it.
How you been?
Yeah, pretty good. And you?
Oh, you know how it is. Win a few, lose a few.
Yeah, yeah.
This one here is a loser few. Gambles too much with my money. Doesn't know when to stop. Doesn't want to pay me back.
I've paid off £5,000 tonight. And I promised I'd pay £1,000 a month till it's clear.
The interest is going to cost you more than that.
Yeah, hold. A moment, okay?
Right, hold on.
You work for UK Futures, right?
Yeah? What's that got to do with anything?
Well, I may need your help. You certainly need mine. These boys are going to break you into little pieces if the boss doesn't get some real money soon.
I pay?
Yeah, I heard. Peanuts. But don't worry. If your information is good enough, I may buy the debt myself. Let you pay it off in installments. Interest-free.
Information on what?
UK Futures. Now, what's going on there? They tell me it's a nice, clean, cozy company. Research stuff. And this morning, they make the news headlines as germ warfare headquarters. And now, on the radio coming over here, it's reported they've been blown off the face of the earth.
What? I don't believe...
Yeah, ba-boom. $500,000 of the company's money invested there, and now the joint is matchsticks. Now, what the hell are you people getting into?
Get me out of here. I'll tell you all about it.
Convince me it's worth getting you out of here.
How much would it be worth knowing how to stop people getting old and dying?
What do you mean?
That's what the government's trying to hide.
If you're lying, you got problems. Would 30 grand buy his marker?
Sure. That would do nicely.
The deal is done. One of my boys will drop in to collect and pay later. Okay, you. Let's go. I want a couple of our chemists to check you out.
Enough evidence of wrongdoing was found on the site by Major Peters and his team to ensure a conviction could take place if the culprits were ever to come to trial.
Weapons of biological warfare.
Yes. Highly volatile atmosphere around that sort of chemical mix, Prime Minister. Often quite dangerous.
Hence the explosion.
Quite. And evidence of whatever else was going on there, gone for good.
But how to stop the staff talking about it once the dust settles?
Well, the bulk of cases, fairly straightforward. There was an accident. The complex was completely destroyed. The government could offer Professor Slingsby compensation. Brand new laboratory, say. So some of the important research he was carrying out there can continue.
You are free to make the offer. And the rest of his staff?
With a notable exception. They will no doubt want to join Slingsby, having signed the Official Secrets Act, of course.
And the notable exception?
Kate Brown. It would appear she made the initial discovery, and would be very loath just to let it be forgotten. Presumably sees herself as some future Marie Curie with a place in the medical history book.
So what's the answer?
As reported. She escaped the site with her boyfriend. They're both armed and dangerous. No doubt an answer will present itself in the fullness of time.
Tell Major Peters to do what has to be done.
Very good, Prime Minister.
Kate!
Through here. You're getting coffee. You like one?
Later. Did you find a reporter?
Yeah, she was nice. Really sympathetic. Finally said she believed me. But couldn't get anyone interested in the story without handing me over.
Government's done its work too well.
Oh, it looks that way. She was here until about 10 minutes ago. Wanted to have you confirm the story. I told her to come in tomorrow morning. Said we'd talk about handing ourselves in so we could get a hearing.
You trust her?
Yes. And she said she'd prove she trusted me to put my mind at rest. And she did.
How?
She asked me if I'd give her the treatment.
Uh-huh.
I did. Now she lives forever as well.
I'd like to join her.
You mean it?
Sure.
You're dead against it. What's brought about the big change?
Well, if the government has gone to this much trouble to stop you spreading the message, they must think it's for real, must think it works. So, like the reporter, I'm all yours. Let's not grow old disgracefully together.
When we're within a street of the target, dismount and go in on foot. Surround the property as silently as possible. I don't want them disturbed until we're all in place. Now, don't forget they are armed and dangerous traitors and must be treated as such at all times. If and when they open fire from the building, wait until after I give the order to fire back. When I do so, make sure that nobody could possibly walk from that building alive. That's all.
Sounds fine.
Johnson!
Sir?
Efforts double, I've got work for you.
Yes, sir.
Feel any different?
Not a thing. Pinprick hurts, of course, but apart, nothing.
Isn't that extraordinary? I mean, it's just so easy.
And what would the effect of nobody dying be worldwide?
That wouldn't be our business, Joe. Just giving people the opportunity of living longer would be enough. Anyway, the story is going to be out, finally. Once we're in custody, the world is going to know all about it.
It could be even sooner.
How do you mean?
Look, you better sit down, Kate. I have a confession or two to make, and it's not going to be easy.
Confession?
Just sit down.
You got it, Johnson?
Yes, sir. I'll draw an extra 2 guns from the armory, but it won't appear on the record. Take Smithy with me. Cover the back of the building until you come up and give me the word. Then we smash the back door down, go inside, up the stairs and into the room there.
Well done.
We arrest him or kill him, sir?
Neither. You break the front window with the barrel, making sure you're not seen, but the gun barrel is. Rake the streets with fire, don't hit anyone. Then drop both guns on the floor and get out of the double.
And the boys fire back?
Yes. They fire back? Well, wouldn't you, Johnson? After all, they are traitors.
You promised me you'd stop gambling as soon as we got engaged.
I stopped. I went to the casino to make a payment. They kept me there.
Why?
They were waiting for a man called Danny Flowers to arrive.
He knew I worked for UK Futures and wanted to know what was really going on at the laboratory. Said he'd look after the gambling debt if the information was good enough.
But why should he want to know about the laboratory?
Oh, said he was an investor getting into trouble with his own company for investing in germ warfare.
Oh, so you told him that it wasn't true about the germ warfare?
Yes, I told him you'd actually found the secret of eternal life and that the government wasn't too happy about it.
You didn't feel guilty trading my secrets?
I thought you wanted the world to know.
Well, not that way. Paying off a gambling debt in a dodgy club. It's not exactly the equivalent of an article in The Lancet.
He got me out of a very tight spot. I thought you wouldn't mind.
Oh, let's leave it for now. What did you do then?
He took me to a backstreet laboratory to be quizzed by one of his technicians.
So the skin and blood samples are kept refrigerated?
No, they're just kept on petri dishes in the clean room.
How long?
Over 6 months now.
No deterioration at all?
No. I don't pay you to whistle. Tell me what's going on.
If he's telling the truth about the samples and how they're treated, she could have something special.
What? Special like what?
Well, there was a massive breakthrough in adult gene manipulation last year, and she's obviously piggybacking on that technique in a fairly unusual area of the brain.
Yeah, don't try to blind me with that scientific crap. Just give it to me straight in a few words.
Two words. Eternal life. I think she really might have found eternal life.
How did they react?
Well, Danny Flowers got very excited. He said there was more to be made out of this than out of all the tablets in the world. He went to make phone calls and I was driven back to where I'd parked the motorbike.
So, word on the treatment is out in the open.
I wouldn't guarantee that. My feeling is they'll probably want to use it for their own ends.
We'll see.
I heard about the lab going up.
Spectacular.
Anyone heard?
No, they'd already been moved. According to television, they were being taken to a secret location for questioning. There was a picture of Professor Slingsby going into a building, carrying the little mouse box I gave him. Then someone put a coat over his head to hide his face from the cameras. But it was definitely him.
The big problem, Professor, is how to sort this mess out sensibly and let you get back to your researches in the shortest possible time.
I'd like that, and I'm sure the rest of my staff would as well.
With? I'm sure you'll agree. A couple of notable exceptions.
I know nothing of any illegal activity taking place at UK Futures. It was simply a minor part of the Genome Project.
We are prepared to accept that you know nothing. But it was a very large place. And if this runaway pair were getting up to something nefarious, which they obviously were, it would be very easy to hide the fact from you.
Well, I suppose you're right. So what happens now?
First, we would like, as quickly as possible, to exonerate you and the bulk of your staff from any possible blame in this matter. Secondly, we shall expect you to go public, condemning the two who have been secretly using UK Futures for their own anti-government work on behalf of a foreign power.
I'd find it very hard to betray a member of my staff in such a fashion.
Two of your staff. The rest will walk free, providing, of course, you make the required statement. And then finally, there is the question of compensation for you and your company when this whole sorry issue is successfully concluded.
There'll be compensation?
Oh, if you're back on the team. It is proposed that UK Futures be provided with funds at a high enough level to give you a state-of-the-art complex twice the size of the one destroyed.
And in return, I would have to write and publicly deliver a speech on the subject of my innocence and Kate and Joe's guilt?
The speech is already written, Professor. All you would have to do is deliver it to all branches of the media at a worldwide press conference.
Chinese Revolution and Little Red Book fashion.
That's not quite the attitude we're expecting. The deal is not completed yet. And charges may still be made in a different direction. We have the evidence.
Kate.
What is it?
Over here. There are troops in the street.
What?
They're infiltrating the gardens and hiding behind the hedges up and down the street. Look. No, don't open the curtains. Look through the gap.
I can't
does it?
Oh, jungle camouflage jackets. Wait for it. There's one.
Oh.
They're obviously going from right to left.
I see him. What are we going to do, Joe?
Well, we're going to go out and give ourselves off as quick as we can.
Oh,
oh, someone breaking in at the back.
Joe, I'm frightened.
There's a couple of the soldiers. Put your hands up. We surrender. You hear? We surrender.
Too late for that, traitor.
Stop it,
what the hell do you think you're doing? This is not our flat. Back it up. We surrender.
Okay, Smithy, fire off a blast. But make sure you don't hit anyone.
No, no. Stop. Stop.
Stop. Okay, Spy, we've stopped now. And the guns are yours as a little souvenir.
Oh, we don't want your guns.
What are they doing?
What the hell was that all about?
Oh,
no, Kate.
Joe!
We've got to get out of here.
What's going on, Joe?
We've been set up.
Joe!
The door's locked.
It was most unfortunate, Prime Minister, that they both should die before we could interrogate them. But the Major says the troops were fired at from the upper room.
There'll be questions in the house. There were no options?
No. It was the second time the troops had been fired at without provocation. There really was no choice.
So, is there an end to it?
When negotiations with Professor Slingsby are finalized, he'll be allowed home. A news conference will then be set up at the earliest convenient date.
And will he do a mea culpa for the two members of his staff who got involved in this filthy chemical weapons trade?
Yes. It was under his nose, but without his or anyone else's knowledge.
What about the rest of the stuff?
We're quite sure they'll be equally malleable.
Good.
Oh, thank you.
So there's an end to it.
I would hope so, Prime Minister.
Cheers.
Long life.
I was shocked beyond belief when I heard of Kate's death. In a strange way, her boyfriend didn't count. I'd never met him. He was just a name. But less than an hour before she died, I had been with her, shared a drink, heard her story, and finally, convinced she was telling the truth, let her treat me. She was a thoroughly nice young woman, not a machine gun-toting urban guerrilla. And now she was dead. But what to do about it? The army, along with the police, refused to discuss the matter. And then I heard they were letting Professor Slingsby go free and uncharged. So I got his address from the usual sources and decided to pay him a visit.
Working in such a close-knit community as a research laboratory is, you come to know all the staff personally. They become family.
So you knew Kate Brown and Joe Bernard well?
Yes.
And you think they were capable of doing what they were accused of doing?
Well, it's hard to come to terms with, but yes. If there was something underhand going on at UK Futures, and I have to believe the army found what they say they found, then the fact that they ran away from the complex when the troops arrived was, to my mind, fairly indicative that they were somehow involved.
And what of Kate Brown's research into eternal life?
What?
Was that something she anticipated being suppressed and therefore ran away to get the story up before it was too late?
I'm afraid these matters are classified. It's not something I can speak about to a reporter.
She, along with her companion, were murdered to stop that story ever getting out.
They both had guns. You've seen the reports on the television. He was afraid of gang violence because of his gambling debt, over £30,000.
You can't really believe that Kate Brown or her boyfriend could have shot at the troops in that fashion.
It was on the news.
Well, you say you knew them. It's impossible they did this thing. You forget I met her. I spent the evening with her.
I quite simply can't discuss this matter. You must leave now.
Professor Slingsby, when you do finally speak to the world, you can put the record straight. You can at least give their lives some meaning by revealing what Kate had discovered. If she had lived, she could have changed the world.
Perhaps the world isn't ready for such a change. Not ready for such a drastic realignment of man's relationship with death. Perhaps she pushed too hard and too fast for her own good. Be wary, you don't make the same mistake. I certainly shan't. Now, please, go.
After you've seen these.
What on earth?
I got them from a friend, police photographer. They won't be published. That's what you look like when your body has been riddled by bullets, Professor.
Awful. Just awful. I'm sorry. The interview is at an end. Take your photographs with you.
No. You keep them, Professor. Come the day, they'll remind you who you're betraying.
The matter of the germ warfare establishment at UK Futures rapidly comes to a conclusion. Next week, Professor Slingsby will be making his speech to the world's press. As for Slingsby's new state-of-the-art laboratory, this was brilliantly managed by the Minister of Health, who found a source of money not previously tapped into. Minister?
Well, the giant American chemical investment company, Cultraco, has come up with an extraordinary offer for the benefit of the National Health Service and the country as a whole. They're proposing to fund a private ward in every hospital in the country. This is so a new treatment in rejuvenation therapy can be thoroughly tested and applied. The treatment is extraordinarily expensive, up to £250,000 per person per treatment. But in return for permission to set up these wards, 10% of the bed space throughout the country will be kept clear for government-nominated cases. It's believed, as well as senior political figures, major dignitaries of the church, state and palace, well-loved sporting personalities, etc., etc., that it would be of phenomenal value as a grace and favour gift to overseas heads of state and other foreign dignitaries. If this motion is passed today, then it's been agreed that the whole cabinet team, if they so wish, can sample the treatment before the week is out.
Eternal life pitched at a price that doesn't bring down the health service and leave us in penury. And I find that an infinitely more acceptable state of affairs than having the whole world clamouring at our door to have it for free.
I hate being the only wet blanket at the party, Prime Minister, but let's not forget that Cultraco wealth has its roots in the Mafia. This is crime syndicate money we're talking of here.
Minister! They're now running totally legitimate businesses, cleansed of all crime and criminal elements. They're simply, quite honourably, going about the business of increasing their family fortunes.
We just settle them down and then we'll be underway, Professor.
Good.
Would you pick up the phone? The Minister would like a final word before you go.
Certainly. Hello?
Ah, Slingsby. I'm here with the Prime Minister and the Minister of Health. We'll be watching your performance with some interest.
Performance?
Speech. And the Prime Minister has asked me to remind you your funding does rather depend on the quality of your delivery. After all, £3 million is rather a lot of money for one speech. Are you there, Slingsby? Did you hear me?
Oh, yes. I heard you all right, Minister. So, that's what the payment is for. One speech. Not for research. Not for unravelling the mysteries of the body. Not for painstakingly discovering the genetic makeup of man to improve the health of the world. No. But for one speech. Well, on reflection, £3 million does seem rather too much, Minister. After all, Judas Iscariot settled for 30 pieces of silver for only one body. I could perhaps settle for 60 for the two I'm delivering.
Are you jabbering on about, Slingsby?
I've seen the photographs, Minister.
What photographs? Slingsby? Speak to me. Slingsby!
Are you ready, Professor?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm ready, all right. I can hardly wait.
Would you like me to look after
it? No. No, the box comes with me. The world is about to meet two very special white mice.
Ladies and gentlemen of the press, ladies and gentlemen, please. It is my pleasure to introduce Professor Slingsby. I am informed that Professor Slingsby will not be taking any questions after he has made his speech.
I am pleased to be able to tell you that on both counts the gentleman introducing me is wrong. I will not be making the speech prepared for me. And I will be...
What do you mean he's not making the prepared speech? That's what we're paying him to do.
I've simply no idea.
Supposing he's on wind of the fact that we've all had the treatment.
There's no way that could have got out, Prime Minister.
This is the statement that I'm supposed to be reading to you this morning. The statement prepared by the government. It is a total lie from start to finish.
Get him off that platform now.
Get me through to the conference room.
We're all implicated. How much does he know?
God knows.
The truth of the matter is... what Kate Brown actually discovered at UK Futures was a safe, simple method of giving everybody who wanted it eternal life. See the two white mice in this box? One young, one old. They are the same age, and the young one will live forever. There were no weapons of germ warfare at the laboratory. There was no traitorous activity. There was only the discovery of something that frightened the government into brutal action. Eternal life. Available to all at the cost of pence. And the discovery cost Kate Brown and Joe Bernard their lives.
I don't care what it looks like. Get him off that platform now. If need be, shouting and screaming.
They weren't fighting back in that flat. They had no guns. They were simply executed at the government's behest. Because the government could not handle the implication of what would happen when the general public discovered that this treatment existed. Not only existed, but was completely safe. They decided to suppress that knowledge, and the only way they could do that was by exterminating Kate Brown and Joe Bernard, and the government are now reaping the benefit. I have it, on good authority, that the whole cabinet, from the Prime Minister down to the Cabinet Secretary, have been given the treatment that will give them eternal life. It's the same treatment that ensured Kate Brown's sudden death. I may not get my laboratory, but I feel clean!
Put out an order. Stop it being broadcast.
Too late. All the live satellite links worldwide.
Then we're done for.
Today, the whole cabinet, including the Prime Minister, announced its resignation. I'm of a mind that any government that could bring itself to kill to stop this matter coming to the knowledge of the general public and then go on to use the treatment themselves to extend their own lives deserves to fall. And so they have. Elections will be called at the earliest opportunity, and you can be sure that all parties will fight on a platform guaranteeing to freely give this treatment to anybody who wants it. And to rescind the disgraceful National Health Service contract with a mafia-funded company, Cultraco. I confidently predict, over the next few weeks or months, you'll be asked whether you wish to take advantage of an offer at your doctor's surgery to have a small amount of blood removed, have it treated, and then have it re-injected. Your body will then do the rest. There will be no side effects whatsoever, and the injection will ensure that you will, barring major accidents, live forever. Will you accept the offer? Or will you turn it down? You sent for me, Professor Slingsby. What is it?
You had the treatment?
Yes, I did. Perhaps an hour before Kate died. Why do you ask?
I'm sorry.
Sorry?
What I have to tell you. Take the cloth off that mouse cage, would you?
This?
Kate gave me two white mice.
Well, there's only one. An old one.
There is a small pile of dust in the left-hand corner. That is the other. I watched it happen. In less than a minute, it lived the whole of its life to date.
died and continued deteriorating till it turned to dust. Less than a minute. I very much fear that all who have been treated will end the same way.
Well, how long? How long do we have?
I don't know.
In 625Y by Wally K. Daly, Amanda Root was Kate, and Jeffrey Whitehead, Slingsby. Joe was John Strickland. The reporter, Elizabeth Conboy. The Prime Minister, Chris Cranshaw. The Minister of Defence, Ian Masters. And Major Peters, Brett Usher. Danny was Stuart Milligan. The laboratory technician, Harry Myers. And the Minister of Health, Sandra Clark. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Six 625Y was directed by Gordon House.